This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, hello. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault and Adrian Chenault. How are you, little buddy?
I'm fantastic.
You ever been more excited in your life?
This is going to be an awesome show.
This woman is a powerhouse, and the fact that we even got her on the show is unbelievable to me. You have no idea. I mean, I hope you read that blurb that we put out about her accolades, and normally I read those, but that would take the whole hour.
But
suffice to say, I mean, it's so unbelievable, but what I love about her is she's proud at her humble roots, at her start where she was a hairdresser, she had some tough times as a mom, she struggled through it, recognized the power within, became a doctor, got like knighted by the Canadian government, has been on every TV show, every radio show, written books, traveled the world, lit the world. Don't you love her?
She's just awesome.
Yeah, gosh. And she loves Jesus.
Can't beat that.
Unbelievable. Happy Easter, Nicola. How are you?
Oh, I am so amazing, Tom and Adrian. Thank you guys for having me here. It is so exciting to see you guys. This is so good.
We are in a time of great fear that needs faith, that needs hope, that needs you. So, you know, a month ago or 2 months ago when we decided to do this show, it was a different world. And my message for the people listening to you was going to be completely different because I wanted to hear about your business success. And I still want to hear about that. But people need to get their hearts tuned up and understand that it's going to be okay. Would you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I know that many of you out there are saying that these are uncertain times, and I can't agree with that. These times have been written. These times, you really don't know it, but you are prepared. We probably are just not looking in the right place for the answers. And so for me, I know that there does not have to be a world pandemic for you to have pandemonia in your life, for you to have crisis in your life. And, you know, Tom shared about how, yes, I am always going to remain humble because I will never forget those times where I was suffering silently. No one knew about those hard times I had. You know, delivering and burying three children and then now as a young mom at 23, by the time of 25, learning that my son that survived being a 1 pound, 10 ounce baby, he was literally diagnosed with cerebral palsy. And when you begin to think about that, this is 22 years ago, over 2 decades ago. And I was going through that knowing I would go to the grocery store, walk in the grocery store, show up as a hairstylist. People didn't know that I was in a crisis. And I turned to God. I cannot hide that. And in a time right here where people maybe, you may not have to identify with Jesus Christ, but everyone that may want to say, hey, I didn't just show up here, will maybe identify with a creator. And this is where I want us to understand is that our source, there is a source. There is an infinite intelligence. Someone knows much more than us, always will. That was here before we got here. We'll be here after many. Like, think about how many of our ancestors are gone. And yet there's still times there in the Bible. It says there's nothing new under the sun, including crisis. Including whether we want to say plagues or what we're talking about now with us having this pandemic of illness, including people unexpectedly from their families leaving the earth. These are things that we have seen, and it's already been written as to every time we come back stronger. And then if we were to even go on the basis of the history of even our country, we know that this is a world situation and we're dealing with it, but we come back stronger. Why? Because we are understanding that every problem has a purpose. I'm literally planning on that now. Every problem has a purpose. When I go back and I look at the problems I have, and people would call that was my road, and I'm still on that journey. I'm never going to be that smart where I come off the journey of learning, and I still have problems, but I don't think about them the same way I used to. I look at it as it has to be a purpose. So the problems that I had of knowing how to come through death and come through disappointments and come through doubting myself, that problem had the purpose for why I'm even on this show right now. That I can unequivocally know that if you choose to, it will not only be better, it won't only be okay, you won't just survive, you'll actually thrive. You'll come out stronger, you'll come out better, you'll come out less than bitter, your heart will be more open. And I like to share that all the time. The problem has a purpose, and the purpose is either going to be make some corrections, some choices. It may be for you to face some challenges, face them. The things you've been ignoring, the things you've been shoving up under the rug, the things we've been working and burying our heads in, it's all up in our face. And then it may be a purpose for an additional collaboration. And I'm so grateful to be here.
That's so cool. And you're 100% right. For every one of us, you look back on the hardships of your life, and on each one of those, you come out the other side and there's something better than what was there before. And you can't see it when you're going through it. It doesn't make it any easier. But, part of maturity, part of maybe spiritual maturity and emotional maturity is starting to go, okay, like maybe I have seen this play out before. I don't have to get so caught up in the fear and the hardship of the moment, because I know that this will pass. I know that there's good on the other side of it, that there's a good plan for me in it. Even as we face these things, we go through them for a reason, right? Like there was a lesson to be learned, whether it's a demon that you had to face, whether it's something that you had to grow out of or grow through. And there's an opportunity to embrace that a little. In your spirit, I can feel it. It feels like my wife's faith. My faith is not that. I mean, my faith is neurotic faith, if it's even faith. I'm a nut. I'm not going to lie about that. And God is constantly, whatever it is, the new chapter. As bad as the old chapter always is, especially with alcohol and drugs and all that stuff I went through, I did not want to let go of that rope, know about it. And God's just going, let go of the rope, Tom. There's a better life over there. But my faith was such that I would not let go of the rope. But my wife will let go of the rope. She's at peace. You're at peace. You're at peace. Mm. I'm the only one that's not.
Just make room, Tom. Because we have to make room. It's okay. Let me tell you something. Just like the Apostle Paul, he said that there was a thorn in his side. And no matter how many times he asked God to remove it, it just wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
So everybody's going to have that thorn. Everyone is going to have, like I posted earlier today, I had this whole lineup of all these amazing things I was doing. I do a podcast, Power Start Your Day, and that's what I tell people. Start off your day with gratitude. Start off your day feeling, being filled up. Start off your day in your own head before anybody else gets in your head, right? And then as soon as I get off, I have my 25-year-old texting me saying, Mommy, I feel so sick. Mommy, I feel so sick. Now, here it is. I had all these things set up. My 12-year-old's homeschooling, and I had all these other things. I just got off of a live with Ray Higdon, and I have you, then I have some other things. And I had my day, and I showed my picture, and I said, this is going to be a good day. And I get off. In a matter of 30 minutes, I hear my 25-year-old, who again was 3 pounds, 11 ounces. He was my first child that actually survived. And now he's 25 and he had reflux and different things. And he chose, he didn't want to do network marketing. He wants to build up his own manhood, and I got to let him do it. So he's still going out to work. And I beefed him up with all this nutrition and everything. And then when he calls, And he said, now all along I'm praying. I'm covering him. Yes, I covered him with the blood of Jesus, and I'm covering him, and I gave him the nutrition and everything. And then the same thing that I feared, I hear him say, Mommy, I'm so sick. I call. I say, what's going on? And his grandma said, oh, he's in the shower, and he's laid out, and, you know, and I don't know. And I said, okay, I have to quarantine my fear. We're talking about quarantine. I had to put the fear. I said, listen. Listen to me. Are you listening to me?
Yep.
And he's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking to him. I said, yes. I'm listening. I said, now, did you take this or did you take that? Got on the line with my naturopathic doctor. Yeah, we got insurance for all that. But I'm like, I'm a Jamaican at heart. We're Jamaican and Panama. We're going to go pull some bush and some root quickly. Right? This natural thing is something of how my kids got off of asthma meds and all these things. And so she told me to do something simple as, it's something in our, she said, go get some clove and get some ground clove and put it in some hot water and have them drink it. And I said, what? What is that you're talking about? And she said, don't worry about it. I checked on them a few times, I haven't heard back. Because I quarantined my fear, I was able to make room for a solution. Wow. Faith without works is dead. Meaning you can't have faith and go do something without doing something. Faith is going to cause you to take an action.
There you go.
Faith is not a standstill deal. It's a verb word. And so I had to say, you know what? If he's afraid and I'm afraid, I know that's just going to multiply fear.
Right.
So to neutralize that fear, I had to show him faith and show. And he's like, okay, wow. I gave them specific instructions of what to do along with whatever the doctor told us to do. And it's hours later and I continued on with my good day. I was intentional that it was going to be a good day.
Wow. That is phenomenal. And all you hairdressers out there, because this is, they paralyzed the hairdressers and the barbers. I mean, it's so sad because those people, it's just wrong. And they just, it breaks my heart. But you were in the same boat. You just didn't have a quarantine all 22 years ago. You were just paralyzed by whatever was paralyzing you. There's a way out. Whether you're a hairdresser, whether you're this, whether you're that, whether you're the other thing. We've got to take a break. And we love Ted Anderson. We love the Genesis Communications Network. They put us on their radio show for the last 12 years. They've never charged me a penny. All you have to do is listen to their commercials. So please do that during this break. We're coming back right after this with Adrian Chenault, with Nicola, and with me. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DV design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And we're back. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Little Adrian.
And hello, Big Tom.
And his big dad, Tom. And we don't have to social distance so much because we're father and son. But his little boy, the little three-year-old that broke my heart, he came running across the room the other day and jumped in my, and I grabbed him. And he looked at me and goes, Tom, you're not allowed to touch me. And I just broke my, that's the truth, though. I'm not supposed to be touching his kids. And it's heartbreaking what's going on here for connection.
Wow.
It was really tough. And then I'm taking him about a half mile from my house, and he fell off his scooter, lands on his face, scrapes everything up, and I had to make him walk home crying. I couldn't carry him because of the dang deal. So that was tragic, too. So these are tough times.
It is not easy.
But we got the Queen of Hope with us.
That's right.
How about Marianne? She goes, why do they call her that damn Dr. Nikolish? I go, no, it's damn. It's not damn. I'm so sorry she said that.
I did
that.
Not say that.
I cannot believe it. It was. I'm so sorry. That was just a joke.
You were just going to figure out a way to drop a cuss word.
That's what I had to.
What did I say?
Either.
You know, I'm all 100% real all the time. When I got invited to be a dame, I'm like, what is that?
What's that mean? So cool.
I do not want to put that before my name. And once I found out that it's pretty much like vowing your life to help people, I'm like, I'm all for it.
It sets you so apart with your heart. That's what I love. Not with your intellect. The doctor does that. That thing is the heart, and that's what it turned your shirt pink. It's unbelievable. I love you.
My shirt pink. Pink has a meaning. It stands for prayer, for impact, for nurturing, and applied knowledge. That's what
it is. I knew all that, too. It's unbelievable.
So talk about what those values mean to you, Nicola, and how they play out as you lead your team.
Yeah, and so when you're talking about the value of pink and the prayer, and it's so like breaking the rules, right? Because it's so what people say, hey, nobody needs that God stuff in business. And I'm so grateful that I was a rebellious little kid, that I would still follow my heart, even if it got me spanked. And I have done that. And even in a time like this, my team, you know, never stopped because they were looking to hear that voice. And that voice was coming from an authentic and definitely a fearless place of, it's going to be all right. And I'm going to keep going until there's no more breath in me. And this is what we're supposed to be doing in this time. Leaders, I have a phenomenal mentor of mine, and he's passed on for years, a few years ago now. And he would say, never trust a leader who bails in a crisis. Dr.
Oh, my gosh.
Shared that with me. He said, never trust a leader. Now, he told me this at a time when I didn't know what was the difference between quitting and transitioning, meaning that, like you said, Tom, sometimes we all hold on to things of old, not even realizing that God would say, hey, can't you see? I'm trying to do a new thing. And people want the new thing with all the old stuff.
Yep.
And you got to make room. You got to release some things. And I had to realize on what was the difference between release or repositioning. And the only way I began to get clarity was through prayer. Was through prayer. Because why are we going to ask a bunch of other confused people? They're only going to give you based off of their own experience. And most of the time, their experience is very hard to not, you know, try to transfer your experience onto someone else's. Because if you see something that resembles what you went through, you're going to automatically say, oh, yeah, this is how it's going to play out. But if you can now point someone in a direction or say, go to the manufacturer, baby. I didn't make you. I don't know who created you. And see what they say about you. And when I began to realize that same gentleman is who told me, you will be known for success. You will be known for making others successful. And I paid attention. I listened and he said, you're not going to be known because you're so successful. You're not going to be known because you're going to be a celebrity. You're not going to be known you're saying, hey, look at me. He said, you will be known for making others successful.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you love her? Did you tell them? Okay, so everybody's getting writing comments about what a jerk I am about commenting on your pink shirt, but it's it's because of the acronym PINK. I wanted to pull that out of you. Tell those people what PINK stands for. It's so awesome.
Prayer. Prayer. I got to go. I got to go to who knows everything. Because there was times when there was nobody there. That 25-year-old that I talked about today, I had to drive myself to the hospital to deliver him.
Oh, my gosh.
There was nobody in the room that I knew. Nobody I knew. That I was seeing everybody face for the first time when he came. He was 3 pounds, 11 ounces, and I had to drive myself back home, heavy breast pump and everything. So it was prayer that drove me, got me there.
Hold on, we got to take a break. So all of you remember, we're at the P. For every letter with her is like 10 minutes. So we got 3 more to go. We're going to come back right. This is a hard break. We got to stop talking.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump is fighting for individual rights when he tweeted, "Liberate Minnesota, liberate Michigan, and liberate Virginia, and save your great Second Amendment as it is under siege." Trump's tweets came after small protests by Trump supporters broke out in a handful of states, and the president said he feels like these people are being unfairly treated.
Now, these are people expressing their views. I see where they are, and I see the way they're working. They seem to be very responsible people to me, but it's, they've been treated a little bit rough.
Governor Jay Inslee of Washington condemned Trump's tweets in his own Twitter thread, in which he warned the president about encouraging violence. Inslee said the president is fomenting domestic rebellion and spreading lies, even while his own administration says the virus is real, it is deadly, and we have a long way to go before restrictions can be lifted. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad, but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. That's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We got my little boy, Adrian Chenault, here. And we have got the most beautiful, most genuine, most nice woman you're ever going to want to meet in your life, don't we?
So awesome.
And she was stuck on the word pink, remember?
I do.
So we got the P out of the way. So now if you stuck around through the break, I'm telling you, the rest of this is even better. And you don't have to go slow. You've got like 15 minutes, so I don't want you rushing on anything.
You can go slow.
People are, yeah, you can go slow.
You said you don't have to go slow.
No, you don't have to go fast. This is my first radio show. I'm very nervous. You are an intimidating woman, by the way. You know that, right?
Are you serious? I've heard that before.
Well, you
it's,
really are.
I should yeah. intimidate, but it's not. It's impact.
Scared the crud out of me. Yeah. So anyway, let's go. So here's what we've got.
the beautiful word pink. What is it all about? The P we got, I-N-K.
P is prayer, I is impact. And impact, most people think like impact means like I'm just going to be the boom. And I know people say, oh, Nicole is powerful, but I am nothing without God. Like, that's where my confidence came from, the word that he says who I am, fearfully and wonderfully made. And things that were in my life that seemed so ugly, and he said, man, you're still beautiful. Those kind of things, like, kind of build up and say, you know what? Impact is just filling up somebody else's cup with what you got.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's huge. 100% right.
Yeah. Fill up somebody else's cup. Because this is a thing where most people feel like I don't have any power. I'm at home right now and I'm depressed. I'm by myself. I'm divorced. I'm struggling right now. I'm quarantined, but I'm fighting through whether a drug problem or alcohol problem, or I'm fighting through. I'm not good enough anymore. I've made huge mistakes and now here it is. This may be my last day. The impact is, why don't you share that you know you coming out, that you decided something else? Impact. Everyone has something that they can impact someone else, because this is what I found. Since there is nothing new under the sun, the problem you have or had, somebody else have it or had it.
Correct. You know, 1918, the other pandemic.
Absolutely.
They didn't have anything. They didn't have Facebook. They didn't have any way to communicate with each other. They were just all getting sick with no solution.
We're no solution.
We got Fox News and CNN.
Impact knowing that not only that there is a solution, impact is becoming the solution.
Amen. Nice.
A little bit different. Because a lot of times we stay on the outside spectating. We want to see what you going to do, what they going to do.
Yeah.
My question is, what are you going to do? How are you now going to bring what you have and make some sort of change? We already know that big things come from the little things. I saw, Jeff Bezos, and talking about how everything that he did started off very small. And people don't like to master the crawl. They don't want to master that small piece. But impact is even being able to tell people, hey, I was that overworked hairstylist, single mom, taking my kids into two prisons. And now I'm a person that I live for God. I've shared this with the world. I've built millions. So somebody could say, you a mess up and you went into millions? Oh, that's impact.
Yep.
You messed up that big and you still can call God's name and still walk fully in his world. That's impact. Oh, you can be ridiculed, still talked about, and you still go out there and still do what you need to do. That's impact. You can still be a mom who still call her husband king, but you go out there and go get your business done. Oh, that's impact. So guess what? What's your story? Make impact with your story. Everyone has one. If you didn't know what your story was now, you could write your story now. Just do a journal. Check out what's going on with your life now. You have a story. You probably didn't think it was that big, but everybody's story is big right now. The ones, especially the ones who decide to survive. Nobody want to hear about the crash. They want to know what happened after the crash.
That's so true. Wow. And you got to go tell it.
You got to tell it. And then going out there doing your part. Being a philanthropist. I love to give. I started a foundation, and during COVID-19, no, I can't give out. You know what Jay-Z and Beyonce doing? I don't even know what they're giving. And that's the point. Stay in your lane. I give what I can give. I identified who I was going to give to, what I was going to do in my part, because giving is more fulfilling for me. I know I'm going to receive, and I do what I'm supposed to do to receive so I can give. And I like that cycle. It makes me feel good. When you're making impact and you're giving value to people, whether they're purchasing from you or not, then now you know that you are now going to be reaping what you've sown in another direction, maybe. And then now when you start talking about nurturing.
Yep.
Taking care of yourself. Your spiritual and mental health is out of the heart flows the issues of life. It's where you are mentally, where you are in your heart. That's how you gonna roll, baby. That's how you gonna roll. Haters don't just become haters overnight. Typically, if you go deeper, the hateration really first starts with themselves.
Yeah.
You can only just be a mirror. You only gonna just, deflect. your reflection.
Wow. That's big.
You deflect your reflection. So when you now say, I got to nurture myself, then now guess what? You can help someone else. So you get on a plane. Most people say, I'm not getting on no plane right now, girl. Don't even play with me. But I'm telling you, if you got on a plane and then the air pressure go down, I've been on enough of them, and God graced my life that I came off these planes. I was just traveling even while the pandemic started. People had on masks, and I'm like, okay, what's going on? Let me tell you something. They say put the mask on yourself before you can put it on anyone else. Now, sometimes you got to do that fast. We're not talking about put it on yourself and then you just marinate in it. Sometimes you got to do it fast. So while you're building up yourself every day, still go out there and maybe share what you learned about nurturing yourself, and then now you can nurture others. I'm that person that may have been one of the most responsible people in my family, my nucleus family, that I'm the one that they call. But I nurture myself enough to where I'm not doing it out of guilt. I am that one that I'm going to give, and I'm only going to be a cheerful giver if I say, okay, this is the boundary right here. Nurturing, you can create boundaries and still feel good about yourself.
Yeah. Wow.
You don't have to give until you feel dead.
Yeah.
If it starts making you feel depleted, then you got to check the heart. You got to go back and get yourself filled back up and be okay with saying, okay, I got to draw the line in the sand. Take care of yourself with God. Take care of your body, your health. People are saying to me, Nicola, you're looking younger. And I said, you know what? Because I didn't realize I was doing something to my body that I didn't realize. I was eating things that had gluten in it. Now, you got to understand, like I share with you, my family come from the islands. We like rice. We like things that have gluten. But I had to get down to the basics and say, well, what are things I can eat without feeling deprived or left out so that I can be around for my grandkids?
Good.
I was starting to feel like I was 20 years older. And I just rid something like gluten out of my diet. That was just for me, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Nurturing is paying attention to what your body is saying to you.
Yeah.
If you keep going into atmospheres where you're feeling down and depleted or whatever, switch that atmosphere up. I don't care if you find a little corner in your house. There was a time in my family, in my marriage. You guys know, I always have to tell them where I came from so they can understand that I mean business about where you could go. My husband and I, we were on the brink of a divorce. People want to know why I pray. I was that praying wife. And I can tell you one thing. I was a praying wife, but I was mad at the things I was doing.
Mad praying wife.
Okay, you can be mad and go pray. I say, listen, I am real. And all I can tell you is that I had to find a place in my house, and it ended up being my kitchen, where I would cook. And now people want to know, why do I love to cook? I talked to God in there, and there was an area right in my den, right off from the kitchen, where I prayed out loud. And the human side of me was like, and it's still there, like, dude, I'm ready for this to be over.
Yeah.
But I had to find some places to meet. People don't know. My husband and I, we literally just did a day to pray the other day. And we prayed for 12 hours straight with people. And then we, at the end, we had a breakthrough for our own family. We realized that in quarantine, there was still some remnants of that stuff that was going on. And they were showing up in other places. And when we were able to talk publicly, we're open. That's where that's just where my thing is. Let it out.
Yeah.
And my husband said, and we were on a live like this, and he said, my wife said to me, I said I was sorry, but I never repented. And I'm like, I don't even repent to me. Like, be clear. Don't make it seem like I'm queen now in the house, but I am not God. I'm not telling you, get on to me. And he said, I repented. He said, I never knew what she meant. And he laughed. He said, I wish you would have told me that a long time ago. Like, we could have stopped all that drama.
Wow.
But we had a breakthrough.
Yeah.
In front of everyone for them to know, yeah, I was still getting up, still doing my power start your day, still praying through. And I didn't only pray for my stuff. I was praying for the world. I was praying for people, impact. And people got impact from that to say, wow, they are so real. They are so, you know. What are we going to act like just because we smile on pictures and everything is always hunky? But that is unrealistic. Quarantine going to make you face some things.
Yeah. No kidding.
Impact, nurture. And I continue to take care of my family. Even through the times I wasn't feeling good about certain things, I never stopped my responsibilities. But I couldn't have done that if I didn't feel good myself. And then I nurture, and I'm able to, now if I can nurture my husband, I can nurture other people. But nurturing sometimes comes with tough love. And that's where the knowledge come in, the K, applying the knowledge.
Cool.
When you start doing all this stuff and now you can go out here, trust me, if you're network marketing, it's about relationships. I've been in this industry now 12 years, and I'll see people break down relationships for no reason. So I thought, but it was the reason, not that they don't have a prayer life, not that they didn't have intention of making impact, not that they don't nurture themselves, but sometimes we just don't really understand on how to apply the knowledge of treat someone like you want to be treated.
Yeah.
The basics. And so the knowledge of, okay, if I accumulate this information, I know nothing new is under the sun, so it's not for me to hoard it. I share it. If I learn how to do something differently, I'm not only going to do it differently, I'm going to share it. And literally, that becomes a cycle of building wealth.
All right, we got to take a little break. I'm so glad that the whole thing wasn't called Pinkalicious, or it would have taken. We're going to come back right after this. This is so cute. You are adorable. This show is exactly how I wanted it to go. We'll be back right after this. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom and Adrian Chenault.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And we're back. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Shinoff and Tom Shinoff and ContactMapping.com.
That's true.
And just an amazing little application, not an app, that you've developed for people connecting at deep, deep levels, like, you know, like Nicola's husband, the construction company owner. That was a little tiny. My little brother weighed 1 pound, 6 ounces when he was born.
Wow.
That was 60 years ago. And he disappeared for 3 months because he was in the incubator and my mom was with him.
Yeah.
And it completely changed my life because every morning these 4 old maids, we lived on a dairy farm, and these 4 old maids would take care of me. And I'd go, where's mommy? And they'd try to explain to me as a 3-year-old where my mom was and my brother. And all they could ever say to me was be good and pat me on the head. And no matter how good I was, my mom never came home. And that affected me badly. So all my life, I've been this good little boy. If you know me, I'm a good guy. But it took a long time for me to realize that that being good was tied to a major negative in my life. So the better I was, the more cruddy I felt. So all of a sudden, I finally did a bunch of personal development and network marketing and understood why that emotion was hidden behind it and rigorous self-inquiry like you talked about earlier. And I became a better man as a result of that. But I know what it's like to have a preemie baby and around the house. It's a lot of work. And my heart goes out to you with 3 children and that 4th one with the I love you.
Yeah, you're talking about coming home with babies with heart monitors on. My son is 22, had a heart monitor, and I was only 23 with a baby with a heart monitor that you couldn't lay in the bed with you because he needed to be really firm, you know, in a crib that was firm, and that if he turned over, you didn't know if he was just trying to turn or you didn't know if he was cold blooded. You didn't know.
And you were a kid. You know, right now you're not a kid anymore. And, you know, it's so everybody's trying to visualize you with a little time. You were a child.
And I had a 2-year-old toddler because I had my first son at 21.
That's what I mean. Unbelievable.
And so that's what I'm talking about, where I was saying that was a crisis.
Yeah.
And then when they came through, they had all these respiratory issues. And I was always, you know, I didn't even have to call the doctor's office. I can go just knock at the back door and I can text the nurse and they know it's me. Open me up through the back door. I didn't have to go through the waiting room.
Yeah.
That's how much I was in doctor's offices. And so at some point in time, you have to say, I can't be scared anymore.
Yeah.
These are my babies. I got to figure this out. And so that helped me be a nurturing person. But I also had to get tough and kind of wrap around and knowing how to decipher through emotions. And so when you start thinking about that, yeah, it's not like I'm a superwoman. I wasn't trying to be a superwoman. I was trying to survive. I wasn't trying to be a superwoman. This thing, you know, I'm like, I'm a person. And but that also sometimes is a thought. You said, Nicola, you're intimidating. I'm like, I know it's probably the force. I don't know what it is.
Good.
But it's that knowing that as long as I wake up another day, it means keep going.
You know, I've met you 4 or 5 times in my life, and every time I hear you speak and every time I get to shake your hand, I am in awe. And I prepared for this show hard, knowing you were going to be exactly what we saw today, and I knew you were going to blow our heads off with your heart. And I love people like that. I like being intimidated with people like that. You know, you've made my day is what's happened, and you've shown so many people today hope. But you have to do the hard work.
Yes.
To get to where you want to go. You didn't get here by riding some magic carpet. You said, I am not going to live this life. I'm going to change it. And you went and did it with God's help, but you did it, right?
That's right. And there's three pillars that I stand on. And number one is the discipline. That's the word people don't like. I just train on that. And they don't like discipline, but it's what keeps you in a regimen moving forward or toward a result you're looking for. Think about it. Anything you're disciplined in and you do it consistently, you're going to get a better result than someone who's inconsistent. Same thing with marketing. Discipline, dedication, that's showing up regardless. It may not be the best day, but that's not an excuse. As a matter of fact, your best day and you still show up will tell other people that they show up when it's not their best day. And if you keep showing up when it's not your best day, guess what happens to your day? They get better. Discipline, dedication, and determination. Dedication and determination are not the same thing. Dedication is saying, I'm showing up, but determination is saying, I'm moving it forward. That's what kept me moving up and then creating massive results in business is saying, I'm not doing business to stay stagnant because I know that nothing stays the same forever. If it stays the same for a long time, it's not going up, it's going down.
And this is,
I keep going so I know I can keep going up, because if not, it's going down.
And this is the time to go and build that dedication, that discipline. Like, this is it. Because if you don't do it now, you've got the space to do it. That's in the realm of what you can control. There's all this stuff out there that you can't control. Stay in that lane. Use this time. That's what it's all about.
Thank you, Nicola. I mean, this was a highlight of my life, and I'm an old guy, so it's pretty crazy that it took 68 years for me to hit another thing on my bucket list, but you show up like that for me.
Wow.
I want you to know that, and I've watched you from afar. I've been a fan from afar, and I can't thank you enough for taking the time to be on this show with us today. You're a rock star, young lady. Thank you.
Thank you. And Tom, can I just say thank you? When you start talking about even the people that you bring on the Network Marketing Leadership Show and leadership, the highest position in network marketing, right? The highest, when you now can lead someone to someone else and do it consistently. And you've shown that. And your transparency has been so enlightening. And you and your beautiful wife, I mean, it's been amazing. And your family, you've shown that your family, you've shown up. I am just so honored for what you bring to the industry, what you brought to my life. Every time I see you, I can't stop laughing. And I love to laugh.
Yeah.
Because I've had so many times where I cried. And so I love the light. And you bring that. You light up everything. I just love you guys. I thank you so much for having me and even allowing me to be unhindered and be me. Thank you.
You are a rock star. Say goodbye to her.
Adrian.
Okay, I'm calling you. Text me your address so I can send you a couple coffee cups and a couple t-shirts.
Yay, I love coffee.
All right, baby. I love you. See you later.
See you later.
All right, bye. Everybody, see you next week.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.